seventh generation company commits to supporting efforts to hashtag defund police. By Hannah Blow on April 20, 2021. Seventh Generation, a company specializing in household cleaning products, publicized its commitment to supporting efforts to defund the police, citing deep racial inequity in our society and the continued killing of black and brown people at the hands of the police in a Monday post. Citing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd, the company, which brands itself as a sustainable company with a clear commitment to the climate movement, asserted black and brown lives continue to be lost at the hands of the police. As a result, the company continued, communities must divest from police and invest in systems that build community health and well-being. Although Seventh Generation did not immediately specify which systems, specifically, would build community health. We support defunding the police like we support keeping fossil fuels in the ground. It's imperative we divest from systems of harm and invest in regenerative systems for all. Seventh Generation continued, leaving no question on its stance, making a final commitment to support efforts to defund the police. Seventh Generation's statement follows the emergence of other companies taking part in publicly advancing the radical left's talking points. The Vermont-based ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, for example, called to defund the police last week, characterizing the police-involved shooting of Dante Wright as being intrinsically linked to white supremacy. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., stands as one of the main GOP figures taking a stand against efforts to defund the police, signing what has been dubbed as the anti-rioting bill on Monday, which effectively takes defunding the police off the table in Florida. "We drew a line in the sand and said we're not going to let you defund law enforcement," DeSantis told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Monday. "And so if they want to take money from law enforcement, I as governor and some of my cabinet members here or there, we can veto that and make them restore the funding," he explained. "So that, I think that takes the defunding law enforcement off the table in Florida, which is huge." The governor also spoke about woke corporations advancing left-wing narratives and warned it will not come cost-free. "The minute you cave, they're going to come back at you for something else. It's never going to stop," he said, adding, "This virtue signaling is not going to be cost-free. I mean, this is something we think is very damaging. It's not the way. You don't want an economy to be politicized in every aspect, and have every economic actor take positions on all these things," DeSantis added.